I think it might be too late to even fix these sleep problems. I mean, my 3-year-old's sleep has been a disaster for a year. He is so stubborn. He will not go to sleep unless I am in his room. And every night at like 2 a.m., he's trying to crawl into my bed. No matter what I do to make it stop, it's just not working. I think I just kind of missed my chance to sleep train when he was little. Spoiler alert, this is not true. I'm going to tell you, I think sleep training is actually easier with older kids. I'm going to give you 3 reasons why, and make sure to stick around for number 3, because I'm going to tell you how sleep training can actually improve your relationship with your child. You heard that right. Hey, I'm Jessica Burke, the sleep coach just for big kids. As a mom, I know firsthand the sleep struggles that can happen when kids move from a crib to a big kid bed. Big kids are opinionated and strong-willed, and they can really wear down our patients at night. With over 7 years of experience helping exhausted families, I'll give you actionable advice that you can use right away to get everyone sleeping better tonight. Let's get your toddler to sleep. There's 3 reasons why sleep training is not only possible, but really important to do with older kids. Although they're out of the crib, sleep is just as important as it was when they were babies. But now that they have the freedom to get up and kind of get out of bed and run around the house, can make things a little bit more challenging. Reason number 1, your child needs sleep now more than ever. Numerous studies have shown that sleep plays a vital role in your child's developing mind and body. Sleep has a direct effect on happiness and cognitive performance, mood, memory, and I know that you'll agree because you're feeling this too. And it's been shown that poor sleep habits can have an effect on anxiety and obesity and attention problems and even depression later in life. Even minimal sleep loss can have a direct effect on your child's day-to-day life. And according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, 25% of kids under the age of 5 do not get enough sleep. Now, I'm telling you this because I really, really, really want you to understand the importance of sleep. And the longer that poor sleep habits go on for, the more ingrained they become. That's just how habits work. So the longer that you spend sitting with your child until they fall asleep, or letting them crawl into your bed at 2 a.m., or always giving in to that request for one more book, you're just strengthening that habit every day. But here's reason number 2 why it's not too late to get rid of these bad sleep habits. Because your older kid can actually participate in the process of fixing sleep. Now, unlike when you sleep train babies who really have no say in the matter, your big kid has opinions. Strong ones, and willpower, also strong. They really want to be in control. They really want to be the boss. They really want to run the show. And that's why every night can kind of feel like a power struggle, because it literally is a power struggle. But you can learn how to harness their desire for control, how to kind of lean into it and use it for good to actually help solve these sleep problems. It's really all about understanding where your child is at developmentally and setting up some rules and some boundaries that are tied to their maturity level. By learning how to give your child some specific choices, it really invites their cooperation in the process. And then when you can set up some new sleep routines and some sleep rules that your child has actually helped you to put into place, they can really learn to love it. And yes, I'm talking about your child who gets up out of the bed after you try to leave the room and throws all their clothes out of the dresser, or keeps running out of their room a million times, or throws a major temper tantrum in the middle of the night if they can't sleep in your bed. Yes, that child can actually learn how to enjoy the bedtime routine and start sleeping all the way through the night. And the way I teach it in my rest method really has the goal of making your child feel accomplished and really building up their pride in themselves. And reason number 3 is what I told you about in the beginning. Sleep training can actually improve your relationship with your child. Now, this may seem counterintuitive, since most families are really worried that sleep training is going to somehow ruin their relationship or break their child-parent bond. But it's just the opposite. Let me run you through this scenario. Beth's daughter, Chloe, is always begging for more books. 2, 3, 5, it's never enough. And if it's not books, it's needing more sips of water and more tuck-ins. Now, Beth does her best to like perform this extended bedtime routine, kind of walking on eggshells the whole time, trying to prevent a meltdown. But eventually, after like an hour of walking Chloe back to her room and trying to keep her calm, Beth loses her temper. And we've, of course, all been here. And she says something like, "Stop it. Stop it right now. Lay in your bed or you're not going to Susie's birthday party this weekend." We've all been here. And as parents, like, losing our temper and yelling at our kids is like the worst feeling. It's like our feelings of helplessness, like not knowing what to do in the situation, meet our frustration, and it's just like, and it's like our own parent temper tantrum, and we just lose it. But you know, the truth is, when you know that your child is not getting enough sleep and you have tried a million things and you can't seem to fix the problem, you do kind of feel helpless. And then if you start to get the sense that your child is kind of manipulating the situation or turning your anger or consequences into a game, then it can really cause parents to start to resent their kids. And I think that you'll agree that, you know, feeling helpless or feeling maybe resentful of your child and their behavior, these aren't feelings that you want to be parenting from. And not to mention the sleep deprivation. I mean, not getting enough sleep for days or weeks or months or even years at a time, that can be soul crushing as a parent. I mean, in order to be the best mom and wife and daughter and coworker, you do need to get your own sleep. So if you're relating to some of this, whether it's, you know, losing your temper at night or kind of resenting your kid's behavior, then I want you to think about if that's really helping your parent-child bond. I want you to know this is way more common than you probably even realize. Take a listen to Megan's story.
I think it was affecting our relationship with her. Every night was a fight, and it was almost like she was waiting for us to explode, and that's when she knew it was okay to go to bed. It was, how far can I take it? And so now she works with us and we're not screaming at each other as often. And I feel like our relationship with her is just so much better.
You're here learning new sleep tools because you know how important great sleep is for your kids' health and development. If you want to go even deeper and learn all about my rest method, join me in my next free toddler sleep masterclass. Reserve your spot at toddlersleepmasterclass.com.